Welcome back to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jake Taylor. Really pleased to have with me once again Jim Greek. Jim is the president of Benchmark Metals. He's also a board member. He has had quite a lot of experience in the resource sector over the years, and Jim's been with us on a couple of occasions in the past to talk about Benchmark Metals, and it's truly a stock that I think you need to take a look at now. It's considerably off its highs, even though it's continued to have great success with its very aggressive exploration project. It's the project in the northern end of the Golden Triangle in British Columbia, known as the Lawyers Project. Benchmark is selling right now in U.S. money at about 73 cents, 122.5 million shares is my count. Jim can correct me if I'm wrong on that, but BNCH is the symbol in Canada, BNCHF. You can buy it down here in the States as I have. So it's got a market cap around $90 million in U.S. dollars, but was much higher than that not long ago. So I think this provides an opportunity for people that maybe missed the first move. Thanks for joining me today, Jim.
Always a pleasure to be on your program, Jay.
Well, it's always a pleasure to talk to people that have great projects going. You're a nice guy, but aside from that, we like winning stories as well. So maybe for the sake of those that might be hearing about Benchmark for the first time, can you talk about your Lawyers project and where it stood prior to this year's very aggressive drill program? Because I think you're doing something like 100,000 meters this year, I believe, Jim.
That's correct. Yeah, we're moving to beyond just a simple exploration story. We truly have a very large discovery expansion on a formerly producing asset from over 30 years ago. But the amount of drilling we've done this year will allow us to generate a very large gold and silver resource estimate in the first quarter of next year. And all of these ounces that we're proving up in a new technical report are at surface. So this is open pittable gold and silver ounces. There's a big milestone here early next year, and that'll be followed by a new preliminary economic assessment. So all the engineering and economics that go towards proving that this is indeed a viable mine in the near future.
And you'll be coming out with a new resource, with your first actually maiden resource, based on your own work there in the first quarter of next year. I know that you've talked about, and your management team has set a goal of 5 million gold equivalent ounces as kind of the threshold or sort of a minimum target. And from what I can see is you're really, most of your work so far is coming from just one of several targets. You have the AGB zone, I think, which is what you're working on now. Is that right?
That's right. We have three large zones. They're discrete zones that are within close proximity to one another. And the AGB zone is got completed about 60 holes this year already. There's a number of meters and holes from the past that we drilled on AGB. But AGB will report a significant resource, globally speaking, but the Cliff Creek zone is our largest zone. It spans across 1.2 kilometers, approximately 200 meters in width, and is now showing that it extends well below 300 meters vertical depth. So these are large, very large open pittable resources at surface.
Yeah, and so would you say that most of your work so far has come at AGB and that you got a lot of catch-up to do at Cliff?
I'd say actually the bulk or majority of drilling we've done so far is at Cliff's Creek. Mm-hmm. But we had at one point this summer over six drill rigs turning, so we were drilling all of the zones that we could. And part of the upside or blue sky potential on this is, we've got three zones that will report in a large resource estimate, but we've got another package of big discoveries across the rest of the property, and these all have potential for new discoveries in the near future. We drilled two new zones this year. They both hit mineralization, but we're awaiting drill results from these two other areas. So I think to reach that 5 million ounces, it is conceivable. We're more likely to see a smaller number, perhaps the 2 to 3 million ounce number in the first quarter next year. Mm-hmm. But then with more drilling next year in 2021, I think we could logically hit that 5 million ounce target.
Mm-hmm. And within that area, which I'm looking at a map now, it's circled in red on your website, AGB, Cliff Creek, Duke's Ridge, there's some other things called CCS, Phoenix, Phoenix East. Do you think you can get to 5 million ounces within that circle, or are you going to have to go out to some of the other areas?
Yeah, I think it is actually possible to get to that 5 million number within those areas because they remain open. And as we do our definition and expansion drilling, we're continually seeing extensions to mineralization, but we're also hitting new zones. And most certainly it's open at depth. We're starting to see a trend here where the grade increases with depth. And if you were to go to a stage production here, it's likely, you know, we would start with some starter pits that are much higher grade. Mm-hmm. To improve the economics, and then some pushbacks on the pit shells, then would mine the broader open pits on the second stage. Mm-hmm. But conceivably, there's a third stage here when all of the open pittable resources are depleted through mining. Then you would move underground below mm-hmm. the pits and mine the high-grade material in these mm-hmm. 1 to 5 meter high-grade slivers.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, because you're looking at a cross-section of your Cliff Creek zone, that's really high-grade stuff, isn't it? I mean, initially the pit will be pretty high-grade, but as you can continue to go down, you'll be taking more barren rock away. So, but those zones, those grades look like they could be mineable at depth, I would guess. And that was my thought. So,
yeah, absolutely. And to speak to that in more detail, our average drill hole is only about 200 meters from surface. And so the bulk of drilling is in and around 300 meters total depth. Uh-huh. And so we're trying to drill and show resource potential for mineable ounces, all ounces that can actually come out of the ground. Mm-hmm. So it's a very focused program.
Jim, could you give us some idea of what the ratio is between gold and silver in the value here?
Yeah, I would say it's approximately 40 to 1. Mm-hmm. So each zone is a little bit different. The AGB zone tends to have more silver content. But if you were to talk about total quantity or value, you know, the resource here is probably 80% of it is from gold and 20% would be silver. However, when silver reaches its historical ratio here, there's a chance that it could be 50% silver and 50% gold.
Mm-hmm. So this could be a silver play for those silver bugs that are out there, maybe that want to hedge their bets a little bit with both metals.
Yeah, that's right. And to note on the silver, you know, generally you get lower recovery at the mill and plant when you've got a gold and silver mine. But we're seeing on the metallurgy here recovery rates of up to 95% on the gold and upwards of 90% on the silver.
Oh, that's good.
So recovery rates are excellent here. So far, we're not seeing any issues on metallurgy.
Of course, when you do your PEA, and I think you're expecting a PEA in Q2 of next year, this question will be answered. But always the question about continuity. Are you seeing good continuity? Because we don't want to see areas where there's barren rock any more than we have to, right?
Yeah, that's right. And indeed, it's quite consistent, the grade and the mineralization throughout the strike length and depth at these three resource areas. We are doing significant infilling here with tight drill spacing. So mm-hmm. there's another chance here for de-risking the project. Because we believe we'll reach a majority of the resource will be in the measured and indicated. This will not be a solely inferred resource estimate. So tight drill spacing is being very effective here.
You know, it's very important. These are details, of course, that people that pay close attention are aware of, and they really add up in the value, of course, by de-risking. Just one other thing I'd like to ask you, Jim. You know, the share price has been somewhat disappointing to me as an investor, a longer-term holder of your shares. You've had such good news, and yet I realize gold has taken a breather here.
Yes.
And silver. But have you any idea why we're not seeing continually rising prices when you're having continually good news?
I think what's happened here, there's a bit of a breather that's happened in the metal sector, specifically gold and silver. But benchmarks had such a rapid rise over the last 2 years that you're seeing a lot of the individual retail type investor take profits. And so this is actually a good formula for the company. You're seeing people removing money, they're making money on the story, and that allows us to sort of hit the next stage here as we come out of this breathing space to rise at a higher level.
Yeah, probably the mix of investors change too as the project goes beyond the purely speculative stage into a mine building stage, which it seems like you're moving very rapidly towards. Jim, just one more question. You're well-funded, are you now, through this year and into next?
Yes, we're actually funded for the next 2 years, Jay. Wow. We raised about a month ago, completed $50.3 million Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
And that allows us to work not only resource updates, but plan all the engineering and permitting necessary to get to a mine decision in 2 years' time. And this will be fully funded. All work is in the budget and in the treasury for the next 2 years. So this is another significant milestone here to move the story ahead.
It really is a good story, and it's one I look forward to continually following, and I'm sure at some point here, there's going to be new investors, probably more institutional types, that come into this story and start holding for the next stage of the development. It's very good. Anything else you'd like to add? We do have 30 seconds. My engineer is telling me.
Yeah, I think there's a major news flow to come here right through to January with drill results, and then that'll be followed by this large mineral resource estimate, and then completed with an economic study that shows the robustness of the project.
Excellent. All righty. Well, thank you so much, Jim, and we'll be keeping up with your story, that's for sure. Really, really glad to hear from you, and glad to hear of all the good news that's coming our way. Thanks so much for being with us again.
Very good. Thanks, Jay.